The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, How to Travel Safely This Summer. Yes, outside is open again. Now, how will you get the most out of your first or next trip? Here's your must-know guide. Just Escape. A tour of Dominica earlier this year reaffirmed the transformative powers of travel. Finding peace and joy in unexpected places is one of the most beautiful things about travel. It's why I get up and go, and why I've done it constantly since I took a missionary trip to Loiza, Puerto Rico, with my church's youth ministry back in 1994 when I was 13. Since then, I've visited more than 50 countries. I've escaped to Brazil, Croatia, Colombia, and Sicily with my girls, and I've toured Aruba, France, Greece, and Thailand while in love. My sweet baby boy, Journey Noel, and I hit Cuba, Guadalupe, and the Cayman Islands together. And before motherhood, I lived for months in England, Costa Rica, and Belize. I share my past treks with humility because for me, it isn't about clout chasing, country counting, or Instagram validation. Each time I embark on a new excursion, traveling offers me an opportunity to explore parts unknown, allowing the transformative powers of the journey itself to have dominion over my experience. See more, grow more. That's my script, and I'm sticking to it. But for obvious reasons, besides the quick jaunt to the south coast of Jamaica I took last October to celebrate my birthday and just breathe, the past 16 months were unusually light on travel for me. At times, being grounded in one place was unsettling, though spending more quality time with family and close friends I'd rarely sat still long enough to see has been a blessing. Alas, I was still yearning for my next adventure. Earlier this year, before I'd even been vaccinated, I escaped to Dominica, a lush mountainous country perched between Guadalupe and Martinique in the Eastern Caribbean. My research told me that Dominica is taking COVID-19 protocols seriously, which settled my reservations about leaving U.S. soil during the deadliest pandemic in my lifetime. At press time, Dominica has confirmed only 4 active COVID-19 cases and registered 0 deaths. The authorities there are currently allowing American travelers to visit via their Safe in Nature program, designed specifically to provide an immersive, socially distant experience throughout your stay. After I shared a clip from my time on the island with my tribe, they likened Dominica, with its endless hills and valleys covered in a glorious spectrum of green plus 365 recorded interlacing rivers flowing at every turn across the 289 square mile landscape, to Zamunda, the fictional African country that is the backdrop for coming to America. In our message thread, we chuckled, but the comparison is accurate. There's a reason Dominica is nicknamed the Nature Island, and while I was only there for 7 days, I made many memories that left me transfixed and in awe of the country's unrivaled beauty. If you're not the outdoorsy type, keep an open mind. Dominica is full of surprises. I kayaked and snorkeled in the tepid waters of a marine reserve in Champagne Beach, where underground volcanic activity seeps through the ocean floor, creating bubbles that mimic the finest champagne. I hiked the village of Galleon, a scenic mountain community neighboring Soul Free, and sampled wild berries, almonds, and fresh coconut water along the way. I soaked in one of the region's many natural hot springs infused with steamy sulfur water, which is said to be a great detox for the skin. I went to Dominica alone, no girlfriends or guy friends, no production crew, no photographer, no son, no sweetheart, no fellow journalist. It was just me and my curiosity, on a pursuit to discover new spaces, to remind me of the joys of travel, and to inspire myself and others to get back out there, global pandemic and all. The next article is titled, "The Islands Kindly Request Your RSVP. Adding a Caribbean escape to your summer travel plans could be a win for you and for the country struggling to recover the tourism dollars on which the locals depend. Many of the world's most popular vacation spots are officially welcoming international visitors again, and Americans are heading to the Caribbean for a tropical paradise right in their backyard. When the islands reopened their borders last summer after suffering economically from low visitation amid a global pandemic, the region's tourism numbers saw an uptick. If you're planning your first post-lockdown getaway, there are many reasons why a trip to the Caribbean could be a good fit, starting with safety. The small but mighty isles have been doing the work of putting protocols in place. They require pre-entry proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 PCR test to protect visitors and residents against the spread of the virus, plus travel insurance to cover any medical costs that might come up. Several islands have begun updating entry regulations for travelers. Countries such as Dominica, Bermuda, and the Cayman Islands have created new work visas to attract remote workers as a way to promote long and short-term stays. Following a year that saw an abundance of trauma, what travelers need most is solace. That's what sets the Caribbean apart from other destinations. Come for the sun, but stay for the territory's most therapeutic qualities. The real appeal of the Caribbean is in its beauty, nature and exploration experiences, and in the diversity of our region, says Frank Comito, a special advisor and former CEO and Director General of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. It's ideal for a wellness escape, even if you're not coming for a spa-type experiences. Our region just creates an immediate sense of calm and wellness, and that's what people need. Thankfully, some islands have recently begun to see an increase in travel, and the hope is that this trend will continue. The U.S. Virgin Islands, for example, has always been regarded as one of the most sought-after destinations in the Caribbean, primarily due to its accessibility to American travelers. A global pandemic hasn't changed that. The territory's performance from tourism and hospitality perspective has been impressive, despite COVID-19 challenges, says USVI Commissioner of Tourism Joseph Bachelut. At the end of April, our positivity rate was less than 2%. We've been averaging 90+% occupancy in our hotels in St. Thomas and St. John and mid-80s in St. Croix. The goal, he adds, is to ensure that the islands maintain momentum. While you don't need a passport to visit and may not need a negative COVID-19 test result to return home to the U.S., safety is still the top priority in the USVI. It's a combination of the fact that we are very aware of the virus and of the robust COVID-19 management policies and protocols in place, including our travel screening portal, he explains. We understand that there will be some people testing positive as long as we stay open, but we have a strong system in place to screen, quarantine, isolate, and contact trace if necessary. As the island countries welcome more guests to their shores, they are continually adjusting to whatever their new normal for summer tourism might be. In the Caribbean, we have weathered storms, says Patrice Simone, executive director of Antigua Barbuda Hotels and Tourism Association. Knowing that we are in the hurricane belt, we have had to adapt by building stronger structures and putting hurricane plans in place. And even though we may not have previously been prepared from a pandemic standpoint, just knowing that there is vulnerability for something like this to happen ensures that just as we have created plans for a storm, we have now created better linkages to the Ministry of Health. Antigua, like its neighbors, is seeking love and support as borders begin to open up worldwide. And in a trying year, optimism remains. Every Caribbean island has beaches, but we in Antigua boast one for every day of the year, notes Simone. We are so spread out that people can enjoy the sun and sea and have enough space to feel safe. The next article is titled, Know Before You Go. We get it. You want to see your loved ones and the world again. But first, a Black CDC exec shares what you need to know before traveling in a global pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way we live, and now traveling safely has a whole new meaning. There's a lot more to think about before you plan your itinerary, and listening to the experts is key. Before you go tripping, Leandra's LaBird, PhD Associate Director for the Office of Minority Health and Health Equity at the CDC, shares the agency's best travel practices as of present time. LaBird is fully vaccinated and is planning to visit Virginia Beach this summer. Here, she breaks down the answers to your biggest travel questions. Is it safe to travel right now? Get fully vaccinated. If you are, you can go anywhere within the United States. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, and folks who are fully vaccinated are less likely to get and spread COVID-19 to others. So it's especially important to get your shots before you plan a trip. If you are not fully vaccinated, delay your travel. What about taking an international trip? Even for the fully vaccinated, venturing overseas still poses additional risk. The severity of the COVID-19 pandemic, including the spread of new or troubling variants, differs from country to country. So even fully vaccinated people need to be aware of the prevailing conditions at their destination before booking. In short, people who are not fully vaccinated should not take an international trip. Can we talk vaccine, quarantine, and testing requirements? Fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without pre-trip testing or post-travel self-quarantine. For those who aren't fully vaccinated, the recommendation for domestic travel is to get tested 1 to 3 days before your trip and, again, 3 to 5 days after you return home. You'll need to self-quarantine for 7 days after travel or for 10 days if you don't get tested. Always pay close attention to the current situation at your proposed destination and then follow their testing and quarantine requirements. All travelers, including those who are fully vaccinated, are required to present a negative test or show documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before flying back to the U.S. from another country, and they should still get tested after travel. Fully vaccinated people do not have to get tested before departing the U.S. unless their destination requires it, and do not need to self-quarantine after returning from abroad. However, they should self-monitor for COVID-19 symptoms, get tested 3 to 5 days after travel, and follow all state and local recommendations or requirements after international travel. Which COVID tests are acceptable for traveling requirements? Travelers should get a viral test that can identify a current infection. Contact healthcare providers or state, tribal, local, and territorial health departments' websites to find the latest information on testing in their area. What's the deal on COVID passports? Currently, the best record of your COVID-19 vaccine status in the U.S. is your CDC-labeled white vaccination record card. The next article is titled, Hit the Road. Maybe you aren't ready to start flying again, but there is plenty of family vacation fun to be had on wheels. The Brown family of Decatur, Georgia, is serious about their road trips. In February, they did a 3-day jaunt to South Carolina, and this summer, they'll load up their car and head off to Baltimore. Although we are jet setters, we enjoy the intimate family time that we get on road trips, says matriarch Tammy Brown. We have interesting conversations and play games in the car. Our favorite is trivia. We also like to sing as loud as we want. You can't do that on a plane. Tammy, her husband Jason, and their 3 children, Jade, JL, and Jason, who range in age from 11 to 15, chronicle the family's vacation adventures in their book, Brown Voyage, The Brownies Adventures, and on their website, brownvoyage.com. What's the secret to a successful road trip? They got the car serviced and gassed, then checked the weather forecast to determine how to pack and plan for indoor and or outdoor activities. They carefully research accommodations, seeking condos or villas with accessible pools and nature trails. To avoid frequent food stops, they pack lots of snacks and drinks. Each family member chooses something they want to do at the destination, so everyone has something to look forward to. Most important, before we pull off, we have prayer that is usually led by one of the kids, says Tammy. The Browns will be among the masses hitting the highways this summer and fall. Despite the availability of vaccines, some folks are still leery of flying. But with wanderlust calling, traveling America by car is the ticket. According to research from TripIt, 83% of those surveyed said they would be ready to take a road trip in their own car by June. Robert Sinclair, Jr., Senior Manager, Public Affairs for AAA Northeast, reports that the Auto Association is seeking bookings for hotels, car rentals, and attractions up 40% nationally in recent weeks. Before you reach for your own car keys, here's what you need to know. To ensure a family getaway that creates cherished memories rather than a trip everyone wants to forget, safety first. Vehicle maintenance is vital. Check all systems and parts, and don't overlook tire pressure. If your tires are under-flattened and you're driving on the highway, they could overheat and blow out. Take your car to a certified mechanic. A breakdown is the kind of drama nobody wants, especially on vacation. Safety isn't only about your car's condition. However, when you're driving while black, rigorously follow the rules of the road. For example, rear-facing car seats are required for kids until age 2 or older, depending on their weight. Make sure there is nothing hanging from the rear-view mirror, because some states have laws against this, says Gretchen Soren, author of Driving While Black, African American Travel, and The Road to Civil Rights. You don't want to provide any reason for a police officer to stop you. Leave little to chance. A vacation is all about fun, but research and planning increase the odds of having a good trip. Both RoadsideAmerica.com and RoadTripAmerica.com provide loads of valuable information to help you prepare for your excursion, as well as suggestions for places to see across the country. The big question is where to go. Much depends on your interests. Are you adventure lovers or water worshipers? And while you may have a central focus, choose a place that has a little something for everyone. Once you have picked the perfect locale, it's all about logistics. If you are not traveling in your own ride, the sooner you book a rental car, the better. I suggest renting very early and canceling later for free, if that's an option and something changes, advises Christian Braswell, founder of Crush Global, a travel company specializing in themed and customized road trips. Use a rental car pricing service like Autoslash.com, Hotwire.com, RentalCars.com, or Priceline.com before choosing a car rental agency, says Elaine Lee, the editor of Go Girl, the Black Woman's Book of Travel and Adventure. Membership in groups like AAA, Costco, or AARP may also provide you with discounts. Expect the unexpected. Download apps that will help you navigate roads if you lose cell service, such as Maps.me, says Braswell. Also, budget well for costs like gas, which continues to rise, Lee says. Don't forget to make sure your phone charger and USB port works. Consider using one phone for navigation if your car doesn't have reliable GPS, and another one for entertainment. Fill that spare phone with music, podcasts, and or audiobooks. Bring your laptop or tablet with uploaded movies for when you can't access the internet, and download a gas station finder app like Gas Buddy. Pick home away from home wisely. The lodgings you decide on can make or break a vacation. Spend time on the hotels or vacation rentals website. Read reviews, or even better, get recommendations. Call the hotel to see if they can give you a discount on the rates that you found online, says Braswell. But keep in mind that many hotels lost a lot of revenue last year during the pandemic, and the hospitality industry will be looking to recoup that in the coming months. Support Black-owned businesses. The pandemic plummeted the travel industry, so be sure to show some love to Black-owned hotels, restaurants, and other establishments. Tap valuable resources like ABC Travel Green Book by Martinique Lewis, which highlights Afrocentric communities, restaurants, tours, and festivals, and aims to connect the African diaspora globally. The app Eat Okra helps locate Black-owned eateries across the U.S., while the I Am Black Business app is a directory of Black-owned enterprises. For Braswell's Crush Global's Road Trip Guides, she partnered with Black mixologists, winemakers, historians, and chefs to amplify their businesses. As for the Brown family, we use Google to find Black-owned businesses, says Tammy. For example, for our road trip to Edesto Island, we found the Oyotunji African Village and spent a day there learning about the Yoruba culture and shopping with local vendors. Go for teachable moments. Few things are sweeter than a trip on which Black history and culture intertwine with fun and frolic. For their foray to Baltimore, the Browns will include stops at the Button Farm Living History Center, which depicts 19th century slave plantation life and the Underground Railroad, and Boyd's Negro School, among other sites, says Tammy. It's very important for us to include African American history and culture in our travels. The next article is titled Lodging, Stay Black. A great way to give back when you're on the road is to support Black-owned businesses. Start your search with the National Association of Black Hotel Owners, Operators, and Developers Directory, NABHOOD.net. Here we highlight a few favorites. 6 Acres Bed and Breakfast in Cincinnati. Check into this B&B and begin your history lesson. Founder Christian Kitchen rebuilt the former safe house, which was part of the Underground Railroad. The home was originally constructed in the mid-1800s by abolitionist Zebulon Strong. 6acresbb.com. La Mason in Midtown, Houston. The Houston skyline is the backdrop for this 3-story B&B, the style of which suggests the architect of New Orleans. The buzz over its Southern-style breakfast is fully justified. LAMISONMIDTOWN.com. Chicago South Loop Hotel, Chicago. The sophisticated boutique hotel is in the historic Bronzeville district, central to the civil rights movement, as well as jazz, blues, and gospel music. The property boasts deep soaking tubs, a fitness center, and a beauty salon. ChicagoSouthLoopHotel.com. Salamander Resort and Spa, Middleburg, Virginia. Expect breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge Mountains, aquarium program, and proximity to local vineyards. Pamper yourself in the 23,000 square foot spa or enjoy the cooking studio, billiards room, and culinary garden. SalamanderResort.com. The Cooper Door Bed and Breakfast, Miami. Built in the 1940s, this 2-story hotel is the historic Overton neighborhood. The vintage style decor shows attention to detail, and the owners have years of food and beverage experience, so the cuisine is top-notch too. CooperDoorBnB.com. The Martha's Vineyard Black Business Collective. Meet the Black entrepreneurs preserving our rich legacy in New England. Getaway Society. Getaway Society is a Black-owned vacation rental company with 3 properties across Martha's Vineyard, including Pirate's Reef, Pirate's Cove, and Pirate's Haven. Why Martha's Vineyard? After hearing so much about Martha's Vineyard as a child, and then finally seeing it for himself, co-owner Calvin L. Butts Jr. met with a realtor on the second day of his visit and made Getaway Society's first Martha Vineyards purchase. Preserving Black History on the Island. Butts and Carrington Carter continue the tradition of welcoming Black families, business executives, educators, entrepreneurs, and politicians as guests through their portfolio of homes under the Getaway Society brand. They use and promote Black vendors such as private chefs, bartenders, restaurants, and home contractors. Colleen's is a Black-owned day spa offering a range of services, including manicures, waxing, facials, and body treatments. Why Martha's Vineyard? Spa owner Colleen Abraham came to Martha's Vineyard in 2003 as a seasonal worker from Jamaica and instantly fell in love with the island.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.